This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings, based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Toxic-free preventive dentistry. He is also the producer of Fluoride Gate, an American tragedy. His website is fluoridegate.org. Go there and watch the film. Share it with your friends. Mail the URL out to everyone in your address book. We will take calls at 800-313-9443. We have an email question. Dr. Kennedy, can you elaborate on calamine lotion and mercury? Online, it did not indicate mercury when the gentleman did a search on it.
Oh, calamine lotion doesn't have mercury. The calamine lotion is zinc oxide primarily. Calomel lotion, slightly different spelling, is mercury chloride. And that the reason they used it was that it was you could put it on an itch or a rash or anything like that, and the feeling went away immediately. Well, on YouTube, you can watch why. Is when you put an infinitesimal amount of mercury on a nerve, the nerve shrivels up and turns into a wad of what's called a neurofibrillary tangle, like they have in the Alzheimer brain, and it stops conducting information. So if you had an owie on your hand from poison ivy or something like that, you could put that calomel on there, and it would stop it immediately. Well, eventually figured out that it was also doing the same thing to the baby's brains, and it used to cause a disease called Pink's disease. 5% of the infants that died in England in 1939 died of Pink's disease. They banned calomel, and in 1940, not one infant died of Pink's disease. There is no doubt that the mercury that they were using for diaper rash or raw nipples on the mother or the baby was teething was causing 5% of the infant mortality in England at that time.
Oh, my goodness. The gentleman also would like to know, inasmuch as we probably all have mercury in our bodies, how do we remove it when it's accumulated there?
Well, then that's the tough answer to that, because I think they estimate 27 years is the half-life in the brain. So, you know, if you live to be a million years old, you can get, you know, the mercury out of your brain your dentist put in there for you. There is a new drug that was on the market as a supplement, a nutrient, for 2 years with zero adverse reaction reports. It's called OSR at the time. And the FDA made them take it off the market. It's made out of two natural ingredients, two amino acids and benzoic acid. Those are found in crackers and everything else. But, we can't possibly have that, because the people with autistic children, the children started speaking, and the Parkinson's patients quit shaking. So the FDA said, well, we can't have that. It sure makes us look guilty of poisoning the population. So anyway, it'll be back on the market. One of the people helping is a fellow that had chronic fatigue so bad that he couldn't even work. And he was a young fellow, 30, in his 30s. And so basically he's from Sweden, so the thing is going to go through the EU. And they got orphan status, and he's found several million dollars, which is what it costs. You know, you could have had it for cheap. No. We've got to regulate that out of existence. So that will help. That I took that for 2 years, and now my blood level of mercury is zero. So,
but what is the name of it when it comes out again?
We don't know what its name is going to be, because they're real funny about how you name stuff. It used to be called OSR. It can no longer be called OSR. That the trade name that they're using on their scientific experiments where they're, you know, saving rats from mercury poisoning and working on polar bears is MBMI, Nancy Bravo Mike India, MBMI. And that's kind of its real name. You don't want me to say it because it'll make you sick. It's N1N3-bis-dimercaptoisothalamide, but you know, that's the chemical name.
Don't ask me to repeat that.
But anyway, that's probably a year and a half, 2 years away from the market. That is going to change medicine. All these diseases that have, you know, are called idiopathic, or we have no knowledge about it, and so that's going to come back on the market, and it's going to completely change medical practice, because, you know, somebody comes in with anything wrong, you give them some of this. It's a huge antioxidant. It just sucks up free radicals. You know, the theory of aging is basically we oxidize, we rust. The cells give up, and you end up wrinkled and old and can't move your muscles, and you're weak. And that's because of oxidation. And so something that's antioxidation is what this is. This makes the acai berries and all the good nutrients you can get at the health food store look minuscule, because this is so much more powerful as an antioxidant. And that's what OSR stood for, oxidative stress relief, because it would stop the oxidation. So it's coming back, but it's, you know, let's put some more bureaucrats in the way. I think it's a good idea.
Yes. All righty. We have a caller, Karen in Colorado. Let's take Karen. Welcome.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi. Well, excellent guest again. I know you've had him on before, but it's good to have him back. And I just wanted to mention that you were saying that OSHA is a good solution to reporting some of these toxic problems. But I hate to give you some bad news. About 18 years ago, I was working in a hospital, and I got deathly ill. There were 3 people who actually died from what I was exposed to, and I'm still recovering today. And one of the people in the hospital that I spoke with said that this hospital violated every OSHA standard knowingly, and OSHA would refuse to fine them or do anything about it, because it was a tax-funded hospital, and they would just turn around and charge it off to the taxpayers. So they were not even charged by OSHA.
Yeah, but the difference between your hospital and the dentist is that the dentist doesn't have the blessing of the state. In other words, if it's not a tax-funded hospital, but most dentists are private businesses, and so they still have to comply with OSHA, but they don't. And what would happen if every hospital started to complain? And that's basically why, if you were to go to the hospital today, you find there's no more mercury thermometers. And that's because the thermometers kept breaking, and they'd get it caught in the carpet, and they'd have to spend, you know, $10,000 to replace all the carpet in the hall. And so they got kind of tired of that. And so basically it does work. But it works, you know, we have to work as a group. We have to, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm so happy that Anna had me on today, so we can talk to people who may be currently employed to step up and protect their fellow employees and the profession and the patients. Because if OSHA, we went to the California OSHA board, and that the board was appalled that the Department of Occupational Health and Safety was not enforcing the law. And that they extracted from them a promise to inspect within 2 weeks from a complaint. And so the inspection's real easy. There's a book where they have to record when it's reasonable to assume exposure is likely. They have to begin to record the level of mercury in the office. Well, just ask to see the book and open it up. And if they don't have any recordings in there, they're in violation of OSHA. And because it's kind of like making you report how fast you go as it is if the highway patrol stopped and said, you know, how fast were you going? He said, oh, I don't know. He said, let me plug this into the computer in your car, and we'll determine how fast you were going. Oh, I see you were going 40 in the school zone over here, and you're going 55 in the 20-mile zone, et cetera, et cetera. OSHA is exactly the same way, is that the employer is, by law, has to record every level in their facility when it's reasonable to assume exposure is likely. And no recording? Violation. It's just as simple as that. And so the dentists don't record. Dentists don't even have the equipment to record it. and that in Montana, the dental board tried to take Gary Strong's mercury sniffer away. And he said, this is required equipment for every dental office. You may not have it. If you want it, you get a court order. And they slunk away and licked their wounds. But only if we do not enforce the laws. And I know you're an injured employee. I know dental assistants. I have a video called Mercury Girls. And in there are what I call the two Karens. One Karen has won two lawsuits against OSHA for her occupational injury. The other lady is so sick, she can't fight for her right. And she can't, you know, the OSHA just said, oh yeah, you're just sick. You're not mercury poisoned.
All righty. We do have to take a quick break. Karen, you can stay over the break if you have another question. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy, the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry. And he is also the producer of Fluoride Gate, an American Tragedy. The website to see that film is fluoridegate.org. Please share that with everyone you know. All righty. Karen did hang up. Okay, let's take Christina in Arizona. Christina, welcome to the program.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you.
I've got your show on every day, and I'm in and out, so you may have already spoke on this. I don't know. I may have missed it. But what I wanted to know is, what is his opinion on food-activated charcoal to remove mercury poisoning.
Activated charcoal absorbs mercury. Some of the patient organizations, like in Sweden, have people take tablets of charcoal prior to getting mercury fillings removed to try to scavenge the free mercury from the intestine. Charcoal is not well absorbed into the bloodstream, so you're attacking the intestine as opposed to, you know, the body burden. However, if you look at the studies of the sheep and the monkeys and even humans, the Scarry and Enquist found that a huge bolus amount of mercury is moving through the intestine. So it's probably a good thing to suck that up. At the FDA hearings in 2010, Ann Summers, who was the microbiologist that did all of the work on the monkeys that we put mercury fillings in, found that there was a 1 part per million methylmercury in the stool of monkeys. And that, you know, if you have a fish that's a 1 part per million, you cannot legally sell that on the market, because the FDA says 1 part per million methylmercury is hazardous to your health. And yet, if you have mercury fillings in your teeth, you have 1 part per million methylmercury in your stool, if you can extrapolate from monkeys to humans. And you probably can, because it's just the bacteria take that mercury that's coming off the filling and convert it to one of the most toxic forms of mercury, methylmercury. So the dentists say, oh, we're using the safe kind. Well, you know, there is no safe kind of mercury. Mercury vapor is readily absorbed across the lungs. Methylmercury is readily absorbed across the intestine. So, you know, whenever that mercury molecule gets into your body, it's a huge molecule, and it attaches itself to 2 sulfur molecules, which means it opens up all the membranes, it opens up the lining of the arteries so the cholesterol can get in where it doesn't belong. It opens up.
Uh-oh, I lost you.
Oh, yeah, we lost Dr. Kennedy. Are you there? I think we've lost him. Don't know what
okay.
What happened.
If you get him back on. I just want to verify that it will only clean out through the intestines. It doesn't help what's already in the bloodstream.
Well, let's see if we can get him back. What happened to
okay.
our good doctor? Not sure what happened here.
Okay. Listen to it. Glad hard time.
All righty. I'm not sure what happened to him, but anyway, it's a... You activated charcoal. I've heard of that before. Christina, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's supposed to do a body clean. It gets rid of radiation. When Fukushima went off, that's when I first heard of it on the Internet. But when you go through and you start looking this up, it removes all kinds of toxins from your body. Mercury is listed. But if I understood what he said correctly, it's only going to go through your gut, through your intestines. Prior mercury damage, say from 10, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, it's in your bloodstream. So I kind of am confused as to where if I take charcoal now, will that help remove the mercury from damage done years ago?
Wow, well, that seems like it would be a good thing then, for goodness sake, because we're always looking for something to remove all the toxins from our body, and there's many ways of doing it.
I'm trying to find out if it's going to help prior damage, prior mercury poisoning, or if it's just something that, okay, I'm going in for a root canal today, put it in my gut to help catch what's going on today.
You said something about a root canal?
Yeah, well, you know, wherever you go for a procedure that you know you're going to receive some kind of mercury. You know, you're going to go to the dentist, so you take your food-activated charcoal. Well, that's fine for that day. But like I said, my question was, what about something years and years ago? Does it help?
Okay, all righty, we have him back.
I got lost. The problem with charcoal is it's a big molecule and it's not absorbed into your bloodstream. So whatever it touches, it's going to, and matter of fact, the filters that they have in some dental offices are charcoal, and that they have they take the air and draw it through the charcoal, and that contaminates the charcoal with the mercury, and then, you know, good air comes out the other side. So it's a useful product, but in terms of a nutrient, it's not going to do what you want it to. But it's not a bad idea to, you know, get the mercury out of your intestines. That is a terrible place for it to be because it does break down and get absorbed there. So I think that the Swedish patient rights organization is correct that taking charcoal, especially, like you mentioned, before you have a dental procedure that you know you're going to be exposed. But my advice to anybody who's going to have a dental procedure is to go find a dentist that's been trained to protect you, somebody that's compliant with OSHA. If you, the International Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology, I know that's a big word, but, you know, you can bang it into the Google and it'll, you'll find their website. They have a list of dentists that they've accredited. Accredited means that they've submitted to peer review five cases that they've treated and how they've done it and whether or not they've protected the patient is the biggest thing that we look at. So,
Christina, did you say you were going in for a root canal today?
No. I was just saying if someone was going in for a root canal, I could understand them taking it for that. You know, sure, because, you know, that's going to happen to you right now. Take it, put it in your stomach, and have it there. But, you know, my question, like I said, it was just for prior damage.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Well, thank you for your phone call.
Good question. And we need to find better ways to detox people than to, because there's a lot of sick people in this country.
Absolutely. Now, what can mercury do in your intestines? You said that it would be absorbed there.
So when you have mercury fillings in your teeth, there is a lot of mercury, like 150 to 250 micrograms going through your intestines every day. What it does, it gets down in there, and the bacteria in the intestine take the kind that's coming in there is mainly mercury oxide, the corrosion byproducts that are on the surface of the filling wear off. And then it starts converting it. It starts converting it into different forms. And so it'll add a methyl group and make methyl mercury. And that's the kind you find in fish and so forth. That's what the really toxic kind. Well, mercury never stays in one form. That's one of the reasons it's a valuable process in the chem lab. But, you know, when you use it in the chem lab, you have a hood with a carbon filter on top of it so you don't spew it out in the air and you use it carefully. So mercury loves sulfur, and the membrane that lines the intestines and the brain, you know, if you think of the body as a bunch of skin sacs, basically, you know, you got a lung, you got a brain, you got your intestines, and these are all lined with membranes. Even your arteries have a membrane, and that membrane is a row of soldiers all standing together, shoulder to shoulder, that are made out of sulfur. Well, mercury loves sulfur, so it just sets itself right in between those two soldiers, and that makes a hole that's big enough to let, you know, corn and wheat and rutabagas and all that stuff get through, because these are supposed to be like a reverse osmosis membrane, and when you poke holes in it, then stuff goes right through it. Mercury pokes holes in membranes.
So you might have a leaky gut as a result of that?
You get a leaky gut, or if you have leaky arteries, it's called atherosclerosis. If you have a leaky brain, it's called migraine headaches, neurological impairment. We're a bunch of sacs. We should stay a bunch of sacs, but you don't need to a chemical around poking holes in them.
Wow. Okay. All righty. We are coming up on a break, and so we'll be right back in 3 minutes. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry. He is the producer of Fluoride Gate, an American Tragedy. The website is fluoridegate.org. If you'd like to call in with a question, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. All right, so if you have a regular dentist who's taking the mercury fillings out, what happens to that mercury after it leaves your tooth?
Well, it depends on how compliant with EPA the dentist is. Many dental assistants and dentists throw it in the trash, and so it goes to an incinerator or it goes into a landfill. That's wrong. That's against the law, but nobody ever inspects. You can't put it in the burn bag, like for hazardous waste, because that means you're going to turn it into mercury vapor. What they have to do is collect it, store it underneath a mercury-catching solution, not water, but something that attracts to mercury so it doesn't continue to vaporize, and then they send it to a recycler. In Sweden, they would send it to a permanent storage facility. In this country, they're smelting it down and selling the mercury again to more dentists to put in more teeth. There are 100,000 dentists in the United States. 50,000 of them put mercury fillings in. 100,000 of them take them out. So it's a problem.
Indeed. All righty, let's take another phone call. Let's take Dennis in New York. Dennis, welcome to the program. Dennis from New York, are you there? Apparently not. All righty, let's move on. Let's go to Kent in West Virginia. Kent, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Deanna. Well, I guess the really obvious question is, I've always heard that dentists have the highest suicide rates of all the professions, and I always thought that was a consequence of looking into those the mouths of patients and, you know, having patients a lot very much dislike you, but maybe it's the mercury and all the toxins in the office.
Well, my patients always love me, so if I end up dead, you go find the person that killed me. There's a lot of studies showing that mercury causes stress, neural brain damage. The people end up with panic attacks. They end up with depression. They end up with schizophrenic behavior. So you're right. The dentists do have a high suicide rate, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. They have more neurological impairments. They have more psychotic episodes. They have more anxiety. I'm talking with a couple of young ladies, and one lady figured who's a dentist, and she figured out that the mercury was causing her panic attack. And it wasn't. She was just. She said her boyfriend was going to get rid of her because she'd periodically go completely bizarre. And so she finally figured it out, and she ordered a Mine Safety Association mask with the mercury filters, and she said she's been relatively free from her panic attacks now that she's begun to protect herself. Well, why wouldn't she taught that in dental school? That would impugn the other lecture that she had about how safe mercury is. So they do it to keep the myth going that mercury fillings are safe.
I knew a guy years ago, and he worked. I used to go in to get copies made, and he worked in a little copy print shop. And he married the wife of the owned a business, but he was from New York, and he had gone through dental school. And he'd gone, you know, got to the very last. I think the last semester he quit. And I often wonder, well, that must have, of course, had disappointed his mother. He was Jewish, you know, maybe he was smart. Maybe he knew he was getting himself into.
Well, you know, I had a classmate that. Several classmates have killed themselves already, and even while I was in school, one of the guys killed himself in school. So, you know, neurological impairment is rampant in the dental profession, and what we get from the people that are responsible at the schools is we get denial. I have a letter in my file cabinet from Dean Sherrick at UCLA. He says, we keep the school within OSHA. Well, Dean didn't even measure the schools. OSHA is not, oh, I keep it with OSHA. OSHA is a whole series of things you do to protect the employee, and it starts with informed consent. He hadn't got to the first step, and so, you know, they're just waving their arms around making claims. It's not factually supported.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you,
Kent. All righty, let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Good day, y'all. Dr. Kennedy, could you explain again, a little more slowly maybe, about the chloramine and fluoride and lead, that's pulling, some about it pulling lead out of the pipes, is that what you were meaning?
Well, yes, it pulls it out of the pipes, it pulls it out of the faucets, and it actually makes lead that would perhaps vicariously be in your garden vegetables into your bloodstream. And that, here's the deal, is that the product they're adding to the water is hydrofluorosilicic acid. This is a piece of sand with six molecules of fluoride around the outside, and it's an acid. So if this...
And this is from the scrubbers?
Yeah, from the pollution scrubbers of the phosphate fertilizer mining industry. This is a magnet for lead. This configuration of molecules attracts lead out of anything. You can take a Civil War cannon and it'll suck all the lead out of the copper. So you end up with lead attracted to this molecule. Well, when you put chloramine, which is a disinfectant, the people in the laundry, a lot of times you'll put chlorine in to lighten up the clothing. Well, when you put chlorine in the water, the chlorine evaporates. So the EPA and their wonderful science decided that they would hook it to an ammonia group, and so the chlorine stays in the water. Okay, that's great. But now you've got chlorine and an ammonia group, and now you've got this lead magnet, and those three things combine to dramatically increase the blood level of lead in the water user. And that's, you know, and there's certain subsets of the population that have an allele in their intestine that makes them absorb more lead anyway, and when they're exposed to the silico fluoride and the chloramine, I know this gets complicated, but it boils down to, is it the more chemicals you put in the water supply that don't need to be there for one reason or another, the more you end up harming the people that use that water. For example, if you just put chlorine in, the prostate and breast cancer goes up remarkably. Well, is there another way to they're putting the chlorine in because the water is, you know, the cow's stuff running off, and, you know, when you get the municipal water, it's infected. It's got bugs in it. So are there other ways to get bugs out of water? Well, yes, there are. You can ozonate the water. You can put ultraviolet light. This is how the sunshine on stuff will get rid of bacteria. So you can disinfect the water. They're not as inexpensive. So the argument for putting toxic chemicals in the water is, oh, look at how much money it saves us. Well, yeah, but, you know, look at how much damage it causes to our children and our society. And so if we were going to talk about money, we need to talk about treating breast cancer and treating prostate cancer that chlorine is causing, rather than just say, look, I can give you a gallon of water for, you know, half a cent a gallon. I don't want that kind of water. I want water that is clean, or simply face up to the fact that you can't drink the tap water. In San Diego, that they've now got toilet to tap. So when you flush the toilet here, it goes out to the treatment plant in La Jolla and then on up to the San Vicente and comes right back to your faucet. So it's wonderful. We don't have to ever get any more water. We can just keep the water going around and around like the space station.
Disgusting.
It's urine therapy, man.
That's it.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, now, last time I checked the rural water that I get, they said I purify my well water. I don't drink the tap water, but they said they use sodium fluoride. Now, is it does that affect? You said the hydrosulfuric acid was particularly bad with the chloramine. Is there still something? Can I use?
Yeah,
I've heard the chloramine is bad anyway. That's what Dr. Wynn Parker talks about a lot.
Yeah, the sodium fluoride is made from silica fluoride, and when we measure it, there's all kinds of silica in there. So I think they've just changed the label myself. Okay. You know, the companies supplying this are China, Japan, Mexico, Belgium, and Florida, and you know, I want to put a U in Florida, so fluoride. But they are very opaque in what is in. By law, that your water supply has to comply with American National Standards Institute 60. The congressional investigation, back when Congress actually did something in 2000, determined that not one drop of your sodium fluoride or your sodium silico fluoride had been legitimately approved under the ANSI Standard 60. But it's a state law. But what they do is, it's just like we were trying to get people to, you know, talk to me about OSHA, because they are kind of a wink and a nod sort of situation. You know, it's like having your brother-in-law being the only highway patrolman in the community. Fine.
Hey, can I hang on and ask one more question?
Yeah, Sherry, hang on. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com. on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry. He is also the producer of Fluoride Gate, An American Tragedy. You may watch that movie at fluoridegate.com. Sherry, did you have another question? Or
Yes. Now, Dr. Kennedy, if a municipal water supply is using fluoride and chloramine, they would have to keep a MSDS on file on those two chemicals, right? And I could request those?
You can, and they give you the MSDS separately. So, you know, that when they give you the chloramine, it'll talk about how it disinfects. And when they give you the silico fluoride, they'll talk about, you know, not getting it on you and don't inhale it and you know, that sort of stuff. These MSDS sheets are basically called MSDS, for people who are listening, it's called Material Safety Data Sheet, and that is for the protection of the employee. If you're an industry, you have to show that by law to your employee and says, this is what you're going to be handling. The trouble is they hand you 50 of them and say, you know, you're due down the hall in 10 minutes. Hurry up.
Don't they tell on those things how they interact with things, too, or not?
No. Well, they might, but, you know, like the chloramine thing I was talking about is the work of Myron Copeland, and that wasn't published till 2009, how many years have they been putting chloramine in the water? You know, Washington, D.C. had extraordinarily high levels of lead in the children. And, you know, they found out it was because they were using silica fluoride and chloramine, and that that was, you know, driving the lead levels in the children through the ceiling. So that's a crime. I mean, you know, if I went around passing out candy with lead at the schoolyard, you'd arrest me. But if the government does it, it's okay. Well, you know, the government's doing it. So.
Well, what has happened with the chloramine thing since this guy's revelations?
They've continued to use more of it. The problem is, if you just use chlorine to disinfect water, you get the breast cancer and you get the prostate cancer. But as you know, if you boil chlorinated water, the chlorine comes off. So if you're in a hot shower, then you're inhaling the chlorine gas, and that was linked to lung cancer and that sort of stuff. So they wanted something that stayed in the water. So they, you know, started using chloramine tea. But the trouble with that is that the chloramine stays in the water, but it still causes the prostate and the breast cancer. So, you know, it's a trade-off, and it really has to do with the fact that you are lucky. You have what I tell people to do is that, well, what am I going to do if I can't get to Los Angeles to quit putting fluoride in the water? I can't get New York to quit putting fluoride in the water. I can't get Chicago. What am I going to do? I said, move to the country and buy a house with a well, because, you know, that you can, and don't get it in Nebraska where it's next to the one of the missile silos, because that it might have the rocket fuel in the water. So the oops.
All
and
right.
The nitrates.
Well, all right, thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. All righty, let us take Dennis in New York. Dennis, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna and Dr. Kennedy. I missed earlier sections of this show, so I'm not sure if you touched on the topic of mercury poisoning within fish food products, fresh, frozen, and or canned fish products such as tuna and sardines. And how toxic or how often can we eat fish products? I'll take your answer off the phone. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
And you left off the farm-raised fish, because the farm-raised, the fish farmed fish is actually sometimes higher than the wild-caught fish. So the FDA has set one part per million as the level that's allowable in fish that's sold commercially. That is, there's an argument about whether or not you ought to eat fish or at all. On the other hand, when you do autopsies of people and begin to look at organs where the mercury accumulates, you find that the amount of mercury in your brain or kidney the day you die is proportional to the number of teeth you had filled. And that the people who had no fillings of any kind in any, you know, the controls were people with 32 teeth and no fillings of any kind, and that they had really low levels of mercury in their brain and kidney. So assuming that the people in both, the people that were autopsied and had mercury in their teeth and the people that were autopsied and did not have mercury in their teeth, without the mercury in the teeth, had really low levels in their brain, probably they ate the same amount of fish. And so it's 100 people in the study, so it's a pretty good-sized study. So, you know, some people don't eat fish at all, but you can assume that in a broad section of the population, you get the same. So clearly the predominant source of exposure to mercury is from your fillings. That said, I don't recommend you have mercury in your fillings, so I don't recommend that you eat fish with mercury in it either. So mercury's a terrible poison. So wherever you get it, whether you get it from a broken thermometer in the carpet or, you know, fish that you bought at the store, or whether you get it from your dentist, mercury's terrible for you. So I would avoid mercury.
Okay. Let's take Patrick in Ohio. Patrick, welcome.
Hi, Deanna. Hi, Dr. Kennedy.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. I heard that, I heard actually, no, because I read this, that, I'm sorry, cilantro is a really good effective way of removing heavy metals. I don't know about the chlorine or the chlorinate you said. I have never read anything about that, but have you ever heard that, sir?
I have heard that, and I haven't seen any studies that would confirm that. You know, as a scientist, I would like to see, you know, 200 people, one fed a pound of cilantro a day and the other not, and then we measure the amount of mercury. But we haven't got any studies like that because, one, they cost money, and the government only studies, you know, things that they want to study, like how good fluoride is for you. So they don't have any of those kind of studies about how to detox. And so I've heard that also, and I cannot say one way or the other.
Okay. Well, that's all I wanted, just my input. So thank you very much, and you guys have a wonderful day.
All righty, you
too.
Thank you, Patrick. All right, Greg. Nope, Greg in California hung up. Too bad.
Bye, Greg.
hi and goodbye. All righty. Well, this is amazing. Now, let's talk just a little bit about your film, Fluoride Gate. I think people need to really watch this, and you address so many things. You also talk about the things that fluoride is found in products, that anything that has liquid, anything that has water, there's going to be fluoride in juices, in anything that you reconstitute, correct?
Absolutely, and anything that's reconstituted, or if it's dehydrated, such as cereal, breakfast cereal, is they start out with wheat or oats or whatever it is, and they grind it up, and they turn it into a little donut, or they turn it into a flake, and then they dehydrate it, and they take the water away. Well, now the fluoride is in the cereal at a much higher level. Is it if you make a bowl of soup, if you put a gallon of water in there and a cup of beans, and you start boiling it away, and when you get done, you have two cups of soup. Well, all that fluoride in the water is now concentrated in those two cups of soup. So whenever you dehydrate anything or even making soup on your stove, you end up concentrating the fluoride, so you end up with a much bigger dose. The highest doses, there was a lady that was crippled by drinking Lipton iced tea. She drank quite a bit of it, but still, you know, that the iced tea is actually higher than the brewed tea. And she was making it with the independent Missouri tap water, so there's fluoride in that. So, and she ended up crippled in a space of 10 or 15 years. Who wants to spend the rest of their life unable to move or with the horrible lower back pain? That's what fluoride causes. In Fluoride Gate, which is interesting about the movie, it's not so much about fluoride, but it's about the destruction of our country and the chemicals that are doing that, and how the government responds to bad news about their industry's chemical problem, and that they obstruct justice, they witness tamper, they perjure themselves, they shred documents, they do all manner of things that if there were anybody besides the government, they would be in jail. And yet, you know, we just give them a wink and a nod and say, oh, well, you know, they're the government. So watch the movie. I think you'll like it. It's
fluoridegate.org. Absolutely. It's a must-see movie, and I hope that you'll share it with all your friends. Thank you so very much, Dr. Kennedy, for being on the program today.
Diana, thank you for having me. And then tell the dental assistants in the world to call me or call OSHA.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.